2013's presidential election. Iran's 13th presidential election is going to be held on Friday, 18th of June. Participation of different candidates in the scene of elections and participation of people from all walks of life is a source of pride for the Islamic Republic of Iran. Asadullah Badamchian, a famous political figure, says on political parties in Iran, "A party that believes in God examines different people to find the best and most righteous person for responsibilities. Then it announces it to the public. Thus, a real Islamic party seeks to introduce the most proper person, the most qualified person for every responsibility, even if he is not a member of the party." Badamchian reiterated that this culture has usually caused his party to move in the course of values of Islamic revolution. He added, "My party believes that it should take part in the elections whilst preserving unity and respecting all other inclinations. Everyone can come to the scene. My party will not oppose those who come to the scene because this is the legal right of everyone." Political analyst Asadullah Badamchian, referring to the qualification or disqualification of the nominees, which is constitutionally undertaken by the Guardian Council, stresses that if we have 50 candidates, there is no problem for them to introduce themselves to the people. It is the duty of political parties and their leaders to choose the most suitable and the most qualified person. As for maximum usage of all capacities, he maintains that competition among different views is quite natural. But it is our religious duty to reach a consensus. It is our religious, national and political duty to find the best candidate for president. Dear listeners, although the principalist and reformist currents have been the two famous political currents for the past two decades, people have not paid attention to their names, as Iranians are not that affected by partisan politics and show-offs. What is important for people is the performance of currents and groups. Although at times these groups and currents have succeeded to deceive people and garner their votes for their own vested interests. Today's urgent need is for the eradication of poverty, unemployment, reduction of discrimination, and removal of corruption. And it has been pointed out several times by the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, the priority of any government that comes to power is to address the challenges and the issues facing the people, seriously affecting their livelihood. Solving the problems faced by ordinary people, the livelihood problems of people, requires using all capacities in the best way and removing all obstacles in the way of production and manufacturing, in a bid to support industrialists and farmers in a healthy, competitive climate. This will lead to a better economy and pave the way for an economic leap. According to various studies, inflation, unemployment, and other economic factors mainly stem from mismanagement and incompetent managers. This has caused different goods to reach people's hands at very high prices, so that in many cases people prefer not to buy even necessary items. Azad Armaki, researcher of social issues, says, "In such conditions, social forces often stand in the first line to clarify the needs and requirements of society. Then these needs are crystallized in the form of political demands, and after that political forces emerge, and finally a person is elected to the office of the president and wins the election. Researcher of social issues Azad Almraki believes that the duality of opponent-proponent is formed before the election and society enters the scene for political activity.